Good afternoon. High pressure is building in behind the storm that brought all the rain and mild air to our region yesterday. Skies are clearing out and more sunshine is anticipated through the afternoon. There'll be some clouds mixing in, but it will be dry. And with a northwest breeze, temperatures will have a difficult time climbing all that much more and mainly stay in the lower to middle 40s. A storm system in the deep south will track along the eastern seaboard to the east of Cape Cod late tonight and tomorrow morning. It looks like this storm will take a close enough track to the coast, though, that most of New England and certainly even part of southern New York will see accumulating snows by sunrise. The heaviest snow will be in central and eastern New England, where as much as 6 to 12 inches could accumulate. But even back toward Hartford and Springfield, we could see accumulating snows in the pre-dawn hours. And there is a chance, if the storm takes an even closer track, that we could get a coating of snow as far back as the Hudson Valley up toward Albany. Points north and west of the capital region will remain dry, as the storm track will be too far away, and everyone will be back into the 20s for overnight lows. During the day on Friday, the snow will wind down from west to east and we'll have more in the way of sunshine, especially in the northern and western parts of New York. As we get into the afternoon hours, temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 30s. Back up to 40 on Saturday as a weak disturbance approaches from the west. Clouds will tend to increase and there is the chance of a few light snow showers late Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. We'll go back to sunshine Sunday afternoon. It'll be dry and breezy with highs in the mid-30s before another round of cold air moves in on Monday. With mostly cloudy skies, highs will stay in the lower 30s. This will set the stage for perhaps a more active weather period through the middle of next week with the chance for some snow on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front along the East Coast will slowly move eastward out over the western Atlantic today and tonight. Moisture pooling along the boundary will produce rain from parts of the eastern Gulf Coast and the southeast to the mid-Atlantic coast and north into coastal New England. There could even be a few thunderstorms with gusty winds and heavy downpours from the Carolinas and points south along this front, where we will see increased instability. And that wave of low pressure along the front will ride up the eastern seaboard tonight and tomorrow. And this wave could come close enough to clip southeastern New England with a significant snowfall. Winter storm watches have been posted for Cape Cod west to Providence and into the southern suburbs of Boston. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 61 set in 1991, and the record low 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:12 p.m. 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with temperatures in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with a chance of rain changing to snow overnight tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, with highs around 50. Cloudy, with a chance of snow tonight, and lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds through the afternoon, breezy, with temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow tonight, especially in western New England, with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning snow showers and a steadier snow in New England, giving way to increasing sunshine during the afternoon from west to east in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, light snow overnight, highs around 40. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cooler Sunday in the mid-30s, mostly cloudy, lower 30s on Monday, and a more active weather pattern will produce the chance for some snow on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs close to 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.